Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Last week in New York City, aviation authorities said they were looking into complaints that unmanned drone aircraft had been spotted in close proximity to passenger planes taking off and landing at John F. Kennedy International Airport.
Meanwhile, video footage from similar drones offered unique views of the record-breaking snowfall in the Buffalo area and elsewhere.
The day of the drone is upon us, but how is it reflected in Wisconsin? Claire Hannon takes up the issue in this month's Milwaukee Magazine. Claire, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back, Mitch.
How big a deal are private drones in Wisconsin at this point in time?
Well, to the guys that use them, they'd say huge deal. And what's really interesting is the many uses that on the civilian level that there are. Realtors use them to create these videos of sprawling estates or estates that have a lot of acreage to them that you can't just show someone in pictures.
These are commercial uses, essentially. This is a
Definitely. Pure photography purposes, for a movie wants a shot of downtown Milwaukee buildings or something. Drones are one way, a much cheaper way to get that than hiring a helicopter and getting very expensive camera equipment. And there's also some people who are talking about using them for hunting, possibly.
Like to scout out where the deer are, for example?
Yeah, in a way that's, I don't know about quieter, but less kind of invasive and requires less footwork of your own.
Less labor intensive for the hunters themselves.
Yes.
You said they're a big deal for the people who own them. Do we have any way of knowing how many people have drones in this state?
Well, not really. Or at least they're not something that is registered.
It's not like there's a Wisconsin Drone Association.
No. What there is, though, and what was passed last year is some pretty simple legislation. I think including the Legislative Fiscal Bureau's memo, it's like less than 1,000 words. And it basically says you can't weaponize them. You can't fly them near airports and you can't
There are places that people and drones can't mix, right?
Yeah.
Sterile areas, I guess, is the word for it.
That's on the FAA level, which regulates the airspace. So federally, the FAA is in the process of developing all of these rules, and everyone and their mother, essentially, is pushing them to develop them faster. Congress has, movie studios have, these amateur drone groups, photographers. Everyone's saying, come up with something so that we can use them for good. Another example of them being used is for search and rescue teams. Flying a drone above a forest fire or something like that can be of great use to municipal groups. But on the state level, a lot of states were saying, we're not waiting for the FAA. We're going to pass something ourselves. Wisconsin was one of those. And so they passed these this very simple law, basically, that kind of covers the basics. This is going to be one of those laws that develops with the technology in the exact same way as internet law has.
You spent some time with a guy named Mike Ford who has his own drone. It's a quadcopter. In fact, it's pictured at I think something like it is pictured in the magazine and on your website. What are the kinds of things that he does with his drone?
So he is like a wedding photographer is his day job. And then he uses a drone recreationally to capture footage. And he got better at it. And so I think he either approached or was approached by some real estate agents who said, this kind of footage would be really helpful as a selling tool for me. So he had shot a couple and then edited these videos of houses and the property surrounding them, and then sold it to these real estate agents to use.
Well, now, how does his use of drones and commercializing them jibe with what the FAA has to say about how you can use drones?
Well, they have not approved commercial use yet. So they're saying if you are using a drone, you cannot also be profiting from that use, which is clearly something he's doing. But what I found was the one person they did try to prosecute, the judge said no. And so their one failed attempt at enforcing that restriction was shot down.
And he makes the point that he's not selling the service of flying. He's selling what the result of the flying is.
Right. I mean, he in saying that, he points out how murky the FAA's own regulation is and how this is going to have to be clarified, and it's going to have to get a lot more specific if they want to enforce it going forward.
As we're having this conversation, just a few hours ago, in fact, it came out that the FAA is investigating drones spotted near airplanes at Kennedy Airport in New York. Have there been complaints about drones in this state?
Statewide, I'm not sure. The spokesman for the Milwaukee Police Department said they haven't heard of any complaints. Some people were worried, well, what if a drone crashes and lands on the person, which is a totally legitimate worry. But there have not been any instances of that in Milwaukee.
What about law enforcement uses of drone technology?
Again, the Milwaukee police said that they have no intention to use them, and they haven't used them yet. So, again, this is something that the technology is going to have to get better and cheaper probably, and then maybe it becomes apparent for uses for police groups and fire. So right now it's kind of these hobbyists and photographers.
Is there a distinction that can be made between a drone and, you know, just a remote-controlled airplane? Because there have been hobbyists who have gone out and flown, you know, model airplanes and model helicopters for years.
The FAA's regulation, drones as are pictured in this article, and for what we're talking about, which are like flying devices that have cameras attached to them, and in some cases a live feed that's transmitting those images to a computer, say. And right now, drones are under hobby planes for FAA regulation. They're considered one and the same, and that's one of the reasons why people are saying they're totally different. You need to come up with laws and, you know, guidelines for us to follow.
As you say, commercial uses aren't technically permitted now. So the stories we heard some time ago about Amazon considering a package delivery using drones, that's still a ways off.
Still a ways off, but I think still a ways off in our country. I've read that they're testing it in other countries, but there are going to be huge hurdles in the U.S. for that to ever happen. Just logistically, Mike was telling me in reporting this story, imagine like a flying lawnmower and imagine the risk involved with a company having a bunch of flying lawnmowers dropping things from the sky. And he was like, I just don't see them wanting to take on a risk like that. But of course, they're testing it anyway. So
meanwhile, Google has their driverless cars, and maybe that's a better bet.
Yeah, right. The FAA did, though, this fall, give permission to a few movie studios to use drones in capturing that footage. And they spelled out some requirements that these drone users would have to follow. And that's where the sterile area comes in. They have to be licensed pilots flying them, which is a pretty steep requirement. So that might be a preview of future restrictions they might come up with.
Well, before we drone on too long, Claire Hannon, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Claire Hannon is associate editor at Milwaukee Magazine. Her article on drones in Wisconsin is in the November issue.
The stage spectacular The Lion King is playing in town right now. We'll meet the Milwaukee native who helps ensure that all of the puppets withstand the stresses of the road. That's coming up when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.